may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
I'm here with Alex, the drummer from Guttermouth. We just did 15 dates in Australia, and it was pretty fucking hectic. It was a good hectic to the point where everybody had to get tattoos that say, "Till the wheels foul, Alf." And the publicist, Leon Hill, got it on his ribs. Alex got it on his arm. Nikki got it on her arm. I got it on my hand because I'm running out of room here. And now we're in Bali. And the best part about all this was you guys left the day early to meet in Bali. Well, our flight was at 8:45, and 8:15 is when it started boarding. We showed up at 8:16, and this fat fucking bitch wouldn't let us on. And we're sitting there arguing for 10 minutes. I'm like, we've been arguing for 10 minutes. If you would have just shut the fuck up and let us on the flight, I would have been on the plane by now. Because it's a small airport. It's fucking...
Dominic.
No, it's Cannes.
Cannes.
It was the Cannes airport, which nobody was there. I could have went right through. There was no line for the x-ray. I could have went right through, and she's like, well, you obviously have these three bags to check in. I go, all right, well, I don't need them. Hey, Gus, can you take these and ship these back to Pennsylvania for me? Okay, now I only have a book bag, lady. And she was still arguing, and then her CB went off and said, if they come now, they can get on. I'm like, see? Like, she just did not want us to get on one bit. And, like, we weren't even drunk or anything. She just wanted to be a certified cunt, which is a good thing because if we would have had to carry all that luggage when we got to Bali, it would have been mayhem because I had a tiny little book bag and she had a tiny little purse. And as soon as you get there, these dudes come up and just grab your bags like they're customs. But they're not. They just want to carry your bags so they could get cash out of you. And I'm exchanging money. And they give me $12 million after I give them, you know, $1,000 worth of Australian money. So I didn't know what dollar was what. And they're asking for money. And they keep saying, not enough, not enough. I'm like, well, I could have given you at least 100 by now. I don't know.
You did.
Yeah.
You gave them those red 10 ones and they're like,
but if I would have had a fuckload of bags and she's dropping half of them and I'm fucking dropping half of them and we're getting like a cart, it was to the point where I couldn't even look for the dude with my name as a sign because they were bothering me too much. I just rented a fucking car just to get the fuck out of there. It was that crazy.
So as soon as we get in the car and we start to go, that's a whole nother story. These people are looking to fucking die.
Everybody's on a moped, and there's like 2-year-old babies on some of them. There's like dogs on some of them, and they're just weaving in and out.
The entire family's on one.
They got the chicken, the dog, that little kid on the front, the little.
And like when you're driving in the ghetto, you'll just see people sitting like in the dirt in the woods, sipping on a drink. Like, why there? Why not grab a chair? Why not grab a log to sit on? No. They sit on a pile of rocks in the jungle. Fucking weirdos, man. What are they, puffing paint over here?
It's not Darwin, mate.
Darwin's a whole nother story. That's the Aboriginal capital of the world. And, man, there were so many Aboriginals walking by that I just kept... I was giving them $20 a piece to flash their tits from bar to bar.
I had some girl that took off her shirt. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, and apparently they have like a lot of like scabies and weird diseases that we shouldn't have been touching them with. So
we were like hugging them, yeah, giving them.
And they take shits just wherever they want.
Oh, believe me, I've seen it with my own eyes. One of them just pulled over. There's like two major bars of people drinking outside. One had no shame, just pulled her pants right down and took a minging ass shit against the wall, and then just started walking. No wipage, no nothing.
No shame.
And then, like,
the wheels fall off in Darwin.
I guess they have like loose screws in their brain, or they just can't handle their alcohol, or they're sniffing on too much fucking petrol or something, because they're all like, even at 9 a.m. I woke up at 9 a.m. and they're still outside like arguing with each other. Like they're insane 24/7, and they get paid by the government. So if they get paid by the government for us, or for Australians taking their land, where does all the money go? They're sleeping outside in the field.
It goes straight to the bottle, man.
It goes straight to the all the money goes straight to the bottle. Do you think there's any Aboriginals out there that actually did something good with their money and like rented an apartment?
I don't know, man. It's a touchy subject.
Man almighty. Yeah. All right, well, we're in Bali, and
we got Bobby.
And we got, yeah,
jet skiing.
Bobby, who he's an Indonesian who's covered in tattoos, who's somehow associated with some kind of Indonesian mafia, has a tattoo that says "Live Fast" all big on his chest, and he knows everybody. He took me.
He's got cemetery and hospital.
Cemetery and hospital.
So it's like the cemetery or the hospital.
And then he took me from club to club to sing my song "Bend the Dick," and the other one we were doing "Enter the Ninja." So this is a song that Nikki and I were doing from club to club in Bali, Indonesia, in a beach called Seminyak. So here we go. This is "Enter the Ninja" by Die Antwoord, Radio Bam Faction.
You're listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action. All right, that was "Enter the Ninja" by Die Antwoord, Radio Bam. I'm in Bali with Alex, Reese the filmer, and Nikki, and our tour guide Bobby, who is in the Indonesian mafia, who basically knows everyone. So he's gonna take us either jet skiing or rafting today. Or who knows, maybe even sky. We went skydiving in Cairns. Got the front of the news. I've been getting the front of the newspaper in Australia 6 times, and it's all good news because half of them are Margera gets thrown out for life of hotel over a power adapter. Yeah, and here's one quote. Yeah, I was hammered that night. I'm still kind of hammered. That's my big quote on the front of the paper. And I'm banned for life over a dispute over a fucking power adapter. Now, if Tom Cruise would have done that, it would have made him look like an idiot. But being it's me on Jackass, all it does is make me look rad. So here's one of them. It says, Bam, and he's banned for good. Jackass star Bam Margera was kicked out of Melbourne Hotel and banned for life after a dispute over of staff with a power adapter. Police were called when the U.S. daredevil had a verbal run-in staff with the Bourke Street Hotel's Citadines early today. Margera, 33, claimed hotel workers refused to give him an adapter for his phone charger. I got in an argument with him and I got kicked out, and I'm never allowed back again. I had to stay at some dude's house on his couch, Margera said. I probably called them a pussy or something. I forget. I think I threatened them in some kind of way. They called the police, and I got escorted out. They didn't really know how to arrest me. I called this one young cop a rookie, and he got mad about that. I was hammered, and I'm still kind of hammered. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it, really. Margera, who is known for his wild partying, said he's been partying for 48 hours. Citadine's general manager, Allison, confirmed police were called to the hotel in response to the incident. The police removed the guest from the premise approximately 4:15 a.m. At this time, there was no further incidents. She said, statement to MX, Victoria police did not respond to MX by deadline. In meantime, Margera said and his Jackass co-stars were developing ideas for a possible new Jackass movie. I'll do another one, he said. Margera plays with his band Fuckface Unstoppable at Ding Dong Lounge in Market Lane tomorrow. all it is fucking hilarious. And the picture's great.
There's even more. The other one was like, when Bam decided he wanted to paint, and then we went into the hotel room and started painting everything, the walls, and we had a show that night, so we decided to paint each other. Ran out of canvases, and Bam just starts pulling the canvases off every wall in this hotel. Paints all of them, we play a rockin' show. Wake up the next morning.
My quote on that one, They give me $5,000 worth of damages. I'm like, I have 8 of the same rooms at this hotel, and all of the paintings are the exact same paintings. So they're factory-made standard Kmart paintings. It's not $5,000 paintings. They're trying to make it seem like they're originals. Fuck no, they're not originals. They're screen-printed all the same pictures. Because we have 8 rooms, I'd know. I went in each room and saw that they were the same ones, you liars.
So then we wake up to 7 police banging on our door in the next morning.
The best part is when you have 7 police banging on your door and you know that you didn't do anything wrong besides spill paint everywhere, they can't arrest you. All they could do is bill you or throw you out. So I don't get scared when there's 7 police coming. It's like, go ahead and arrest me. Arrest me for what? Spilling paint in my room? All that means is I'll pay the bill or I'll clean it up. And the fucking fat bitch lady downstairs wouldn't let me get a cleaning service to do it because she wanted to bill me her little price of whatever she wanted.
Ridiculous.
How could I not order a cleaning service to clean the hotel?
And it definitely wasn't a $5,000 joke, but there's BAM price for you.
Jesus Christ. All right, I'm playing the Dotsons. This is called Harmonic Generator. They're from New Zealand. Radio BAM. Faction.
Now back to Radio BAM thing. Faction.
Radio BAM, that was the Dotson's Harmonic Generator. So here I am in Bali after being in Australia for about 3 weeks. Now we're in Bali and I have no plans on leaving anytime soon because I just found out that there's about 3 feet of snow in Philadelphia. And there's nothing worse than cold weather and dirty snow on the side of the road. So, I'm going to stay here, and we're going to be editing this Australia video of the Fuckface Unstoppable tour because we have so much good footage that, I mean, for one example, we're taking a ferry to Magnetic Island to play a show. Novak and Alex, a.k.a. Rubbish Heap, the drummer, decided to get naked and jump off the ferry into the water. As people were saying, it's the most tiger-infested shark water known to man. And they just got naked and said, who cares? Then they jumped off, swam to the side. And then when the next day when they tried to get back on the ferry, they wouldn't let them on because they knew. It's like, we already jumped off the ferry, so why would we do it again? We already got the footage we needed. So they wouldn't let them on anyway. So what do? I order a speedboat to come and get them, pick them up, and the speedboat is quicker than the ferry. So in the middle of them passing the ferry, they get naked again, give the ferry boat captain the finger, and then jump back in the water naked again, and then also give the customs the finger as well. Then we went to the casino and gambled, and I lost half my money.
It was good times. We told those fucking lifeguards to go shove it up their ass. And they're like, get out of the water, there's sharks. There's Yurikanchi jellyfish, which are apparently the most deadly jellyfish in the world as well. But I'm still here. Novak's still somewhere at home.
I had to throw Novak out because he's been lying right to my face. His eyes have been crossed like Don Vito, and I know he's been on pills, and he's been lying about it. And then I found a bunch of Oxycontins in his bag, so I sent him right home. Which is so stupid, because I had a flight booked for his girlfriend to come to Bali for him and her to have a nice fucking vacation, paid for by me. If they would have came here, I was going to pay for their hotel, food, fun, drinks, all that. So I guess, thanks to Novak, he saved me $6,000, but I wanted him and his girlfriend to have a good time, but drug addict idiot had to lie to me.
Oh, well. Lessons.
I would say lesson learned, but it's not, because this has happened over 13 to 20 times with him.
No, it's a good thing that he didn't come, because it would have been a lot.
The police here are
gnarly.
You can't even think about taking drugs in Bali. Nothing.
Dude, no. It must be a blessing in disguise because
he'd be locked up.
Because not only would it cost me $5,000 to even get them here, it probably would have cost me $10,000 to bail him out of jail.
Or more.
Yeah.
These guys are hectic.
Isn't there like the death penalty here?
There's the death penalty. Well, I mean, many Australians have been locked up for life here. There's still one just down the road who's locked up, and there was another 9.
What was the reason?
For having weed.
Weed.
For weed.
Weed.
Marijuana.
Just what?
How much?
Well, one of them had a lot. One of them had a body bag full of it.
A body bag? Well, there you go.
Not a body bag, a body board bag.
That's a lot, though.
That's a lot. But the other ones just had...
I don't think anybody should get the death penalty or jail for life over drugs, because you're not hurting anybody.
Especially weed.
Yeah, but like, death penalty is something of, like, doing a drive-by shooting and killing innocent people. That's death penalty type shit. You getting caught with a kilo of coke strapped to your ass or something, that's not death penalty. That's not jail for life. That's jail for a long time, but it's certainly not
death. That's bullshit.
Death penalty is hurting an innocent person or killing them, like, for no fucking reason.
So we got to get in a piss-stunk-filled car in a few minutes.
So last night, I had to pee so bad that I tried to pee out the window, but it has one of those baby window things that only go halfway, so I'm trying to piss out the window, but it's just bouncing back from the window and landing back all over me and the seat, and it's hot as fuck in Bali, so we decided to roll all the car windows up, and it just smells like hot, stinky piss.
I just had to give the key to the valet to move our car, and he gave the key back to me with this look on his face, like, you guys are just animals, man. That's been sitting there since he peed in it with the windows up.
There's nothing worse than hot piss in a car baking in the sun.
It's baked piss.
All right, let's play a song here. You know what? Let's play a 69 Eyes song, Radio Bam.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up, faction.
That was 69 Eyes on Radio Bam. I'm in Bali. We just got done our Australian tour. And I actually had to... So I go to the two main radio shows in Australia, which is Triple J, and the other one was called...
B105.
And... I go in with my crew, and I decided to let one of the opening band singers tag along. He shows up wasted and thought it would be cool. He grabs one of the Bose stereos from one of the cubicles at the radio show and fucking puts it in the toilet and flushes it down, ruining it. Then we go to the next place, and there's a big poster of the radio guy,
of Kyle and Jackie O,
and he's drawing dicks going into their mouth, writing faggot and shit. And I'm like, dude, I threw him off the tour because of it. I'm like, because they don't know who he is. All that they know is that Bam and his boys came in and wrecked the place. So I had to apologize to both places, saying that I don't know who this fucking idiot is, and he's kicked off the tour. So now this dude's trying to start a fuck face, it's unstoppable campaign, because they're fuck faces in real life. All you're doing is promoting me, you fucking moron. And it's called Fuckface Unstoppable, so of course we're fuckfaces. But we're not fuckfaces into the point where we're going to draw dicks on the people that are interviewing us and breaking their fucking radios. So this moron got kicked off the tour. Then he had 12 of his buddies show up to the show and chant his dumb band name. And they kept doing it, so I punched this one guy square in the face. I believe it's on YouTube. Just think of him begging his best friends, yo, can you please go to the front of the row and chant my band name? So how did it go, guys? Did it go good? Did they stop playing because you were chanting so much? No. He made the whole fucking crowd give me the finger, call me a douchebag. Then he punched me in the face and gave me a bloody eye. And then I got thrown out. So thank you, friend.
What sort of a friend is that?
It couldn't have gone any worse for them. And it just made our show look more rocking.
It made the show. It was great.
And that dude was fucking full-blown harassing me. I spit on him a few times, too. I think it's almost time to go, so I'm going to end this with two songs. Let's play CKY Attached at the Hip, followed by that new hymn song, Strange World. And I believe we're out of here. So I'm going to be in Bali for a little while, so our next show is probably going to be from Bali as well until we get this DVD edited. So cheers, y'all. Radio Bam Faction. Radio Bam Faction. And we're back. And there's one thing that I did forget to talk about. We were going to get on a seaplane in Geelong, which is a beach town right near Melbourne. And we're going to get on a seaplane to film us riding a motorcycle off of the pier, tandem, and then swimming to the seaplane and taking off. but we realized that we were wearing the outfits that we were going to wear on stage, so we let the people in front of us go first as we went to go get these lime green outfits so we could look like gay lime green parakeets. So we went and did that. We come back. We see the plane coming to land. We're like, all right, perfect timing. Then it didn't look right. What do? They crash into the fucking ocean. We thought that they were dead. And, you know, finally we see them swimming from underneath. The whole plane is upside down. And they're just hanging on the little airboat thing. And, like, we're just, like, had a little reality check there. Like, holy shit, that could have been us. Either we would have been dead or we would have had some...
Or we would have died on the motorbike on the way in.
Or we could have had some brilliant footage of us crashing. Oh, think about how scary that would have been, though. Oh, holy man. Shit.
How amazing that footage would have been, though, if we'd survived a plane crash.
Then we found out we had a 6-hour drive to the next venue, and I said, fuck that shit. I rented a private jet.
A private seaplane
to take us to the next venue for $4,000. And me and Nikki fucked on the plane, so now I'm in the Mile High Club. Are you in the Mile High Club,
no,
Alex?
Yet. I want to join.
You got to join? Well, it was filled with a pack of dudes besides Nikki.
I know.
So.
I was thinking about fucking Novak. I'd get something.
He'd probably let you.
He would let me. That's not the problem. That's not what my concern is. His concern is what I'd walk away with.
Novak is the straightest gay guy I've ever met. I think he probably made out with at least 20 dudes.
How many dudes did he suck?
He let some dudes suck. Oh, yeah. Well, see, if you say suck a dick, he only does one or two pumps just for shock value purposes. So I don't know if that counts. But if it does count, I'd say probably he's up to 8 of that now. Yeah. So
just from this guy.
Yeah. All right, well, I believe it's officially time to go. Let's end this song with Bad Religion, Sanity. And I'll see you next week.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Later. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7-4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.